Babes, guess what? We have a new segment on the block. It is Wednesday, and that means that we are launching the newest segment of the Babe AF podcast called Women to Watch, where I sit down and chat with some of the most badass babes in their industry, babes that are blazing some trails, also some babes that are really just getting some shit done and following their dreams and jumping into their passion projects. So I'm so excited that you guys are here to listen on an additional episode this week. And stay tuned and make sure to follow them on social media when you're done and give them all the support that they deserve. Thank you so much, and I can't wait for you guys to see who's up next. Hello, 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 my babes. It's our favorite day of the week. It's hump day and Women to Watch Wednesday. So I wanted to discuss a gal that you may have recently not known anything about, but she blew up. UP for Rihanna, with Rihanna and her performance at the Super Bowl, with her passionate rendition of all the songs that Rihanna has ever sung, plus everything else in regards to the game. One of the largest games ever to be played in a professional sport. So today's Women to Watch on Wednesday is the amazing, incomparable, fucking super talented Justina Miles. Let's get into it and learn more about her. All right, all right. Only two of those. I'm not Matthew McConaughey. Thank you so much to CNBC article as well as Justina's Wikipedia page for giving me some good, great info about this new babe on the scene. And she's probably not new. Well, she's only 20, so she's new-ish to like the world. But I'm so excited to learn about her because she seems super freaking talented. And so essentially, Justina Miles, I love you. I'm so proud of you. You did things that I never could, at least at this moment in my life, as a 42-year-old woman, and you fucking slayed. So I'm here to tell you guys a little bit about her. She made history last Sunday night as millions tuned in to watch the Philadelphia Eagles take on the Kansas City Chiefs. Go Chiefs! At the Super Bowl in Glendale, Arizona. Miles, age 20, 20, 20. That's right, I said that. It's a deaf American Sign Language performer and signed the pre-show's quote, "Lift Every Voice and Sing," sung by an Emmy Award-winning actress, Cheryl Lee Ralph, as well as the highly anticipated Apple Music Super Bowl halftime show helmed by megastar Rihanna, who, under her own accord, had some surprises for us as well because she's expecting baby number two, which we love for her, and A$AP Rocky. On to Justina. The moment made Miles the first female deaf performer for the Super Bowl's halftime show, which, let's just be honest, why has this never happened before? And never showcased that show. And why is she the first female one? That sounds ludicrous to me. In an email to CNBC, Make It, Miles described the history-making opportunity as a, quote, "great honor." I love that for her. During the halftime show, Miles delivered a high-energy performance running through 13 minutes of Rihanna's best career hits, including Bitch Better Have My Money, Work, Umbrella, Diamonds, and many, many others. She also made history as the first deaf person to perform the ASL rendition of Lift Every Voice and Sing, known as the Black National Anthem at the Super Bowl. At a press conference on Thursday, Miles called the song inspiring, empowering, and representative of resilience. "It's an important moment for not only me to share this experience with the whole world," she said, "but to really bring that empowerment to millions and millions of Black deaf people all over the country who've never seen that before. I feel that is truly lifting every voice, even my own." Quote, "I value the opportunity to make it possible for all deaf people to enjoy these songs, and I have not and not have them miss out on the full Super Bowl experience," Miles tells CNBC, Make It. You may have seen Miles before. She went viral in 2020 after her version of TikTok's Crush on You challenge was shared widely across social media. In the video, Miles signs a verse that pays homage to rapper Lil' Kim's colorful 1997 Crush on You music video. I will tag it in the show notes so you guys can look it up. She is a Philadelphia native and currently a nursing student at the HBCU, Bowie State University, and is hard of hearing, according to reporting from Billy Pinn. Her mom is deaf and her family is mixed with hearing people. Miles was also part of the USA team that went to the 21-22 Deaf Olympics in Brazil and won a super silver medal as a part of the 4x100 women's track relay team. Great job. Love that. Speed, baby. She was a valedictorian at the Model Secondary Schools for the Deaf in Washington, D.C., according to the National Association of the Deaf. The 2023 Super Bowl pregame show featured other deaf performers, including Oscar winner and Arizona native Troy Kotsur, who provided the ASL performance of the national anthem, and Colin Denny from Navajo Nation in Arizona, who performed, quote, America the Beautiful through a blend of ASL and North American Indian Sign Language. More than 120 million viewers watched the Super Bowl halftime show in 2022, which featured Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, and Kendrick Lamar. This was the first Super Bowl halftime show to feature ASL performers, including rappers Sean Forbes and Warren Wawa Snipe. Miles hopes her performance will inspire others to, quote, not let any obstacle prevent you from achieving your dreams and to always believe in yourself, to go beyond. She tells CNBC Make It. She adds that her mom gave her the best advice heading out onto the main stage. She said, who told me that she already loves me and that if I am, wow, let me try again. Who told me that she already loves me and that if I am my Philly Black self, thank God for my tremendous editing skills. I'm very tired today. I apologize. She adds that her mom gave her the best advice heading onto the main stage. Quote, who told me that she already loves me and that if I am my Philly Black deaf self, everything would be amazing. Everything was streamed on YouTube. So you guys can go back and watch it. If you are not sports people like us, you can. All right, you guys. And because I watched this already, I'm going to share it with y'all. It is on CBS Mornings. It is a interview with Miss Justina about going viral after the Super Bowl halftime show. But you could really just love her spirit. And she's so freaking lively and her passion comes across in this interview that I want you guys to hear it. And I'm so sorry if you can hear the neighbor's dogs. They're going freaking bonkers. All right, here we go.
Welcome back to CBS Mornings. Instead of our usual talk at the table, we're bringing you a very special conversation with a surprise superstar from the Super Bowl halftime show. I know you saw her, deaf performer. Look at her go. Justina Miles went viral for her very high energy American Sign Language interpretation of Rihanna's medley. Look at you. She also signed Lift Every Voice and Sing before the big game. Now, Miles is the first deaf woman to sign the Super Bowl halftime show. She's a nursing student at Bowie State University, that's in Maryland, and she joins us for her very first TV interview since the Super Bowl, along with her ASL interpreter, that's Alberto Madero. We welcome you all. Good morning, good to see you, Alberto, but I want to talk to you. Bravo, 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 Justina. You were so fun to watch. You were so fun to watch. You just jumped off the screen. And we keep describing you as the first deaf performer, but watching you, you appear to be able to hear the songs. Can you tell us your process? How were you able to do what you did?
Right, so yes, I can hear it, but so like when you go to an audiologist and you take a test to go to see how well you can hear, they have levels to deafness, so it's like over 30 or 40, they'll consider you're deaf. So either you're light, like I can hear well, but I'm still deaf, or to moderately deaf, to severely deaf, to profoundly deaf. So they have those levels, but they're all still deaf.
You're also,
so I'm like considered deaf.
You're still considered deaf. So watching you was really, I got such a kick out of watching your expressions and the way that you signed. You were so into what you were doing. How far in advance did you get the set list?
Yes, like that goes like with into like the preparation within everything. So I got the set list about like 5 days before the show. Uh-huh. And I was like nervous before like getting this. I was like, oh my gosh, what's she gonna do? Like, she hasn't been on stage. I'm like, oh, what's she gonna do? I'm listening to all the different songs. And so I got it. I'm like, I know all the songs. I was confident. I was like, yes. So what I did was look over the lyrics, make sure, you know, I got all the meanings right. The
so do you memorize the lyrics?
Yes, I memorize the lyrics and the beats. And the beat. So that way I can sign the lyrics and move to the beat so they can see the beat rather than they can hear the beat. Yeah. So I would like, ring, ring, ring. You hear, boom. I'm like, boom, 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 like, it's getting higher. You feel me? You feel me? Like,
yes.
That's what I'm doing.
Yes. I mean, so did you practice ahead of time? Were you able to practice ahead of time?
Yes, I did. With the set list, with the track, I practiced for a week. And we rehearsed with everybody, the whole show. We ran through it again and again all week. So.
Now, did you ever meet Rihanna? Did you ever meet her and talk with her?
I did not. I did not get a chance to meet her, but she did. DM me.
She did? Well, can you tell us what she said? What did she say?
She was like, Black Queen, yes, you're amazing. BFFs in my head. You were amazing. I'm glad we killed it. So she did DM me. It was beautiful. But everybody was so busy. We didn't get a chance to like meet, but we practiced in the same vicinity. And I was like, she did not look pregnant. Oh my God.
No. Weren't you a surprise too? You were surprised.
I was surprised.
You all were surprised.
Yes, I found out way after, because we were doing everything.
So how do you decide the interpretations you're going to give? Because it's almost like you're giving a performance yourself. Is that what you're trying to do? Trying to perform and entertain?
I'm really like trying to show her art, like really show her art, how, like show it through how I feel, but through her songs, how the artist is herself. Like, she's a visual performer.
Yes.
So, like, I try to be, yeah, right.
You are too.
Right. I try to be as visual as possible.
So what was your thinking going into the performance? Because it seems like this is such a huge opportunity. So many people who didn't know about you and didn't know about your skill. This is a huge opportunity, isn't it, for the deaf community?
Yes. 500%. That was my thinking before, like, getting there. I was like, I just hope I pop off on a big scale. Like, I hope I reach a big scale for the deaf community. Like, that's what I do. And how I got in my zone, I'm quiet.
You are not quiet, Justina.
Yeah!
You are
not. Yeah, tell me about it.
So you're a nursing student, but what's your dream job? Do you have a dream job?
It would be like a performer. Like, I grew up, I really, really, really love dance. I danced 25-8. Like, my mom was dancing, my whole family dances. Yes, so I really wanted to be a dancer, a performer. But with nursing, like, my goal was to really pave the way for deaf people to become nurses and, like, help deaf people, like, when they go into a hospital or whatever. They need that access right there. Like, they need help.
Well, Justina told me before we went on stage, before we came on set, she said, I had the attitude of go big or go home. You went big.
I showed big.
Congratulations. Congratulations. Cheering you on. You made us all so proud. All so proud. Justina Miles and Alberto, we thank you too. Nice to meet you too.
Yo, I will have the interview from CBS This Morning with Gail in the show notes. She is so fiery and adorable. I just freaking think she's awesome. So I wanted to give you guys a little bit of those snippets of the interview for her on CBS Mornings, as well as a little bit of the article. And I'm definitely already following her, and I can't wait to see what she accomplishes in her life. So thank you guys for tuning in so much for this week's Women to Watch Wednesday with Justina Miles. And please tune in to Friday's episode, as it will be about 9 books to read before their movies come out. Thanks, E! News. Hope you guys have a great week, and thank you for hanging out with me thus far. I love you, and if you're new to the podcast, please share and tag me at the Babe AF Pod if there is something that resonated with you. Otherwise, tell all your friends. I love you so much. I'll talk to you soon. All right. right, you guys. Thanks for listening this week. And if something resonated with you, feel free to reach out to me on socials at TheBabeAFPod. And don't forget to rate, review, like, subscribe, all the things on those platforms. I'm on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and I might even try out YouTube soon. So buckle up, babes. Let's go. If you'd like to meet with me, have a coffee, plan an event, have a confetti moment, I don't know, y'all, feel free to do so through email at thebabeafpod@gmail.com. I hope you guys have the best day and the best time today. I can't wait to see you next time. Toodles.